I'm Shelley Delaney, and thanks for joining me today. The Volunteer Juno Community Marching Band normally has one summer concert a year as part of the July 4th holiday weekend, but due to the pandemic, band members have missed getting together, so they're adding another concert to their calendar. Here to give us a preview of this performance are Sarah McNair Grove, president of Juno Community Bands. Hi, Sarah.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Sure. And Bradley Saunders, conductor of the concert on August 7th. Hi, Bradley.
Hello, how's it going? Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you both so much for being here today. Sarah, before we talk about the upcoming concert, which is next weekend, how did it feel to get together and play as a band earlier this month?
Oh, it was so much fun. You could just feel the enthusiasm with people that got together for rehearsals, and we hadn't seen each other for a while, and so it was really fun. And then we had this wonderful concert in Marine Park and great audience. And so, yeah, we're looking forward to another good one.
Bradley, anything to add to that?
Yeah, this is going to be a great concert for sure. I have an original piece that I wrote specifically for this concert because of this lockdown that we went through. We had everything was just kind of canceled right off the bat. We were just talking earlier about how our band, our little local Juno band here, 8 years ago versus now, or versus right before COVID, I should say, was at a super high peak. And that we did this Lord of the Rings concert, which was just a pretty great experience for everybody. Great experience for me as well. I played in the trumpet section. And so that inspired me to go write this piece. And then right after the concert, it was basically like maybe like a month or so, everything was canceled. And it was just really, really depressing for us music makers, because this is our livelihood. This is our life we've devoted to, our studies, our degrees and everything. So it was just really depressing. So when I started writing this piece, I started kind of reflecting that into my chordal structures and my melodies as well. And I wrote kind of a little poem about the COVID experience. And then it, of course, ends with the band reuniting and playing a final fanfare that drives it home.
So that would be Juno Fanfare?
A Juno Fanfare for sure.
I really look forward to hearing that, and we will on the concert this next Saturday, August 7th, at the Fresh Air Market in the Centennial Hall Courtyard. The concert will take place from 11 a.m. to noon. Sarah, what was your vision for this concert when you decided you wanted to make it happen?
Well, we're sort of trying to decide what could we do that was different, and we thought, you know, we have several people in our group that like to conduct, and so we thought, let's get some different conductors. And so we asked five or six people to conduct, and two people were available: Bradley Saunders, who is here with us, and also Amy Bibb, who is the high school band director at JDHS, and she's going to also be conducting part of it. So we're calling this Conductor's Favorites, and they each could choose some pieces that they really liked. So yeah, we're featuring our conductors this time.
So that's terrific. And Bradley, I look forward to talking about your selections. Amy's not here with us. So Sarah, can you talk us through what are some of her favorites, and what did she select for the program?
She picked two pieces. One of them is Celtic classics, and that's going to take us to Ireland and hear some Irish jigs and be kind of a happy, happy piece. And the other one that she picked is called Fate of the Gods. And that sort of, I think, tells the story of some Nordic mythology, which I don't really know too much about, but it's a wonderful piece of music. So we're really excited for those two pieces that she's going to play. And then we're also, as Bradley mentioned, excited to play a piece that was written just for us. How cool is that?
Well, we have a little bit of time. Let's listen to Fate of the Gods. This is Stephen Reinecke's version of it, just so people can get a little idea of what it's going to sound like.
That'd be great. Thanks.
Starts off a little quiet. There we go. piece is very moody and brooding. It felt like it was really building up to something too, but I didn't want to, you know, no spoilers.
Yeah. But well, some of the other pieces, the Irish jigs are going to be a real contrast. And I think that's one of the neat things about this concert is we have such contrasts in pieces. So it's going to be great from that standpoint.
Oh, terrific. Out of the pieces that have, that Amy selected, which ones are the most fun to play?
Well, you know, we've been individually practicing them on our own, and we haven't gotten together yet. Our first rehearsals are going to be next week. So it's kind of hard for me to say, but, you know, every piece that we play is fun to play. Jigs are fun just because they're happy and they jump around. And this one that we just listened to really sets a great mood. They're both fun.
If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Sarah McNair-Grove and Bradley Saunders about the Juno Community Band's concert coming up next weekend, August 7th. The theme is Conductor's Favorites, and another conductor, as we mentioned, whose favorites you'll feature are Bradley's. So, Bradley, please tell us about your selections.
Well, I decided to, I'm like an avid composer here, so I like to compose whatever I can. Whatever group I've ever played in, I've always written at least one piece for them, and to be better at composing, I have to continue to study up on my craft here. And so I decided to meet up with a bunch of my other composer friends, and I asked them as well. I said, hey, give me your best piece that we can do here at the Juno concert here on the 7th. And so each one of them, on top of my piece, the Juno Symphony, or sorry, the Juno Fanfare. I have three other pieces that three other of my top composer friends have sent us here. The first one is called Autumn Shadows, and that is a piece that my friend Martin Banky wrote for us, and He is a friend that I studied composition with. I played in his big band. He has been nominated for a couple Grammys for his recordings of his music, which I so happen to have produced as well. So it's kind of a nice opportunity to kind of give back to him to say, hey, let's do some of your music here in the capital city of Alaska. Another composer that we're doing was my college professor there at Southern Oregon University, where John Hayes also went to, by the way. He writes kind of some music that is sort of on the level of Paul Hindemith, which is sort of tonally not exactly where he sort of takes the tone and the chords, not exactly where you would think they would go. But then once you listen a couple more times, you might think that that's just the most brilliant tonal structure you've ever heard. And he is just an amazing composer. And we're going to do one of his pieces called Exoplanet 42, which is just an amazing piece. And this is, I think, going to be probably the third time that's been performed. So that's going to be a lot of fun. And then, of course, the third composer that I picked was this kid, Kenny Reagan, who we met at this camp, this band camp that we were going to. And he was playing the piano, and we're just like, dude, what piece are you playing? And he's like, oh, this is my own piece that I wrote. And we were just kind of blown away, and we said, well, could you write it out for us? So he goes home and he just, you know, writes out it on the computer, writes it out. And we said, okay, well, could you write us a jazz band piece? And so he went and he wrote us a jazz band piece. So we recorded it, and it, of course, you know, was one of the pieces that was you know, considered for the Grammy with Martin Banky's band. And so we asked him to write us a concert band piece as well. And this is going to be, I don't know if this is the first time that it's been played, but it's at least the first time that it's been played with a very serious band. And serious band, I mean that in the most sincere way, with this Juno band locally.
What a unique lineup. It sounds like pieces we would not really be able to find elsewhere. And actually, I tried to find some of them and I could not. So you'll just have to come to the concert to listen to them. Nicely done. Good program selections, Bradley. They sound like I'm really intrigued.
We are really looking forward to playing this. And I like to think of it as a concert around the world, from Juno to Scandinavia, Ireland, and into outer space.
Oh, well, thank you both for talking with me today and for telling us all about the concert, which again is next Saturday at 11 o'clock. It's going to be in the courtyard of Centennial Hall. It'll be outside. What else do we need to know if we want to attend?
No, I think that's it. It's at the Fresh Air Market. So come and enjoy the market and listen to some wonderful music while we're outside. It'll be great.
Well, thank you both again for your time today and for speaking with me and for all the hard work that went into going into this concert. Bradley, anything else to add before we say goodbye today?
We have some just great music for you to hear. I'll vouch for Amy's pieces. Those pieces, I'm going to look forward to be back there playing the trumpet in the trumpet section. So you can hear me playing some trumpet as well as seeing me conduct.
It must be wild to all just be rehearsing at, you know, by yourselves. And I'm sure you're looking forward to how it's going to come together when you finally meet as a group to practice. So best of luck with that and have a great performance next weekend.
Okay. Thank you for having us.
Thank you.